Welcome back to Ravens Report. The road to the Super Bowl has some special moments, some which take place outside of the public eye. Following the win against the Colts in the wild card, John Harbaugh asked all of the cameras to leave the locker room, except for the Rave TV crew. And it is through that lens that we share with you a private moment, the coach handing Ray Lewis the game ball.
Ray, there's not even words to describe how blessed and how fortunate and how just incredibly wonderful this whole week has been. And I want to thank all the guys on your behalf for making it possible to go one more week in this place. But you are a great man. You're a great friend. And thanks for being there for us, man.
Absolutely. I never thought I'd know when I'd tell this story. But in 1995-96, when I got drafted to the Ravens, I picked up the phone, and the voice on the other line was Ozzie Newsome. And he said, "We want to bring you here to Baltimore." And I was on the other line. I said, "Well, what's our team name going to be?" And man, who knew? Who knew that? You know, we didn't have a name. We didn't have no uniforms. We didn't have nothing. But I give Art Modell all praise for making the move that he made, because there is no Ravens without that vision. There is no Ravens without Ozzie Newsome. For Steve Bisciotti to do what he's done for this organization, for the men in this organization, players, if you've never heard nothing else, respect these men with everything you got, because this is an organization like no other around this world, man. And I can't thank you guys enough, because we know, we said it, we claimed it, this ain't our last stop. We got something to do next week. So let's come back. Let's celebrate for less than 24 hours this time, because nothing else matters but the next game. Denver's in our radar, but it's up to us. I got to say thank you, Dick Cass. Thank you countless times. We've never had a contract dispute. I always wanted some more money, but I ain't never argued. And I always ended with, I think probably one of the greatest people that I've ever met in my life, which is O.J. Brigance. Bro, me and this man, we hosted something that this team is chasing again. We once held a Lombardi Trophy for this city. For this city, we held it. And this man has taught me everything that is, don't ever complain in life. Don't ever waste time in life either. If you want to go get something done, go get it done. He's the role model. He's the example of what it means to be faced with crucial circumstances. And because of your mindset, you can live through anything and do whatever you want to do. Ravens, this is just the beginning, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's getting tight.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Baltimore. Baltimore on three. 1, 2, 3.
Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
Coming up, a look at what history has to say about the collision of two future Hall of Famers in the divisional playoffs.